This is the last time. Created by Opal Song. Fandom, heated rivalry. Writing, explicit. Pairing, Shane Ilya. Also tagged for, not fic, chat fic, two separate fics in one. Angst, angst with a happy ending, eventually. Making things worse before making them better. Miscommunication. Desperation, in an unsexy way. Future fic. And separately, BDSM themes. Desperation, in a sexy way. Sub Ilya. Our boys fumbling their way into a healthy BDSM relationship. Audio explicitly created for Out of the Auditory 2026. The text was created for some friends because they prompted me and, well, I'm easy that way. Prompt by QueenBee713. Sorry to bring feelings TM into the chat, but imagine Ilya seeing the words, "This is the last time," and scoffing at first. But then, as he waits for Shane to show up, he starts panicking that Shane means it. And so he's resolved to making it so good that Shane reconsiders. But he also just kind of devolves into the most desperate version of himself because he never wants a last time with Shane. Sweat drop emoji. Crying emoji.
This is the last time that I will say these words. I remember the first time, the first of many lies. Sweep it into the corner. I'll hide it under the bed. Say these things, they go away, but they never do.
Chapter 1. Okay, I spiraled this morning thinking about this and came up with two completely different ideas. Because I can't remember if Shane ever actually texts this to Ilya, and if he does, when it happens. And I don't think he does in the show, and that's the only canon I've experienced, so characterizations are off of that. Scenario 1 had Ilya being aware of his feelings. Warning that I go hard into the make everything worse train here. I bring it around at the end, but... Set sometime in the 2 years between the Olympics and the tuna melt, Ilya knows he wants and needs Shane, and he is desperate to make this not the last time, to convince Shane to hook up again. And the thing about him knowing this is that he doesn't want Shane to know. And he's so desperate that even though he thinks Shane might be joking, he can't take that chance. So he pulls out all the stops in their next hookup. He is completely focused on Shane and not at all on himself. He needs to blow Shane's mind so hard that he realizes he can't get this anywhere else. And it is hot and desperate, and Ilya is so eager and selfless. And Ilya's been racking his brain to try to figure out what Shane could want that he isn't getting. And he realizes that he never lets Shane top. So he preps and then pushes Shane to top, even though Ilya doesn't really enjoy it. But he's doing this so Shane won't leave him, and this is what Shane wants, right? Shane does not want this. Not really. He's happy to play along, but this isn't what he prefers. And overall, the vibe is really weird. Hot as fuck, but weird. And Shane hadn't fully meant it when he texted, "This was the last time," but he also hadn't been fully joking. Because hooking up is such a bad idea, and they really shouldn't, and he isn't gay, right? He just needs a proper girlfriend. But also, he can never say no to Ilya, the guy who gets him in a way no other human ever has. But this was weird. The vibe was very desperate last fuck. So Shane thinks Ilya agrees. They don't text again. Not until years and years later, after Shane has finally retired at just over 40. Truly geriatric for a hockey player in the forward position, and come out on his own terms. Ilya has been married to Svetlana for 10 years, and they have two beautiful children and really solid American citizenship. And they end up on the roof at an awards show honoring something. Maybe Shane? And Svetlana is on the dance floor flirting with young hockey players, choosing which one she wants to take home tonight. And Ilya is smoking on the roof. Shane comes up to him and they talk for the first time in almost 20 years. That's not chirping on the ice or presenting bullshit awards. And they kiss once, so tender it hurts. Shane refuses to do more because Svetlana. And Ilya tries to explain an open marriage. They end up in bed with Svetlana's explicit permission. It's everything that last night should have been. Ilya had realized, after the fact, that he hadn't even really enjoyed that night. Shane is confident and knows what he wants, and Ilya still goads him a bit, but gets back what he gives, and it's like they never stopped, and a lot like they are everything they had the potential to be. Within 3 months, Ilya and Svetlana are divorced, and Shane and Ilya are engaged. Svetlana is stoked, and the kids think they're new. Really, for real, forever, stepdad is way cooler than their bio dad. And it still isn't perfect, but it's good.